It's a vicious cycle. Human conflict tends to spawn more conflict. There's no end to getting even until someone gives up. One of the deepest ruts on the racetrack of life is carved out when you are the victim of someone's vengeance, someone who may never forgive you. Today, the counseling room is open. You're about to get some biblical advice on what to do. Stay with us. From Chicago's Moody Church, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer is continuing his series on what happens after you've blown it, reconnecting with God and others. He tells us how to get free of the irrational power of vengeance.
And so what we do is we take vengeance, just like this water. I have a glass of water up here for those of you who are listening only. And you take and you look at that vengeance and take a good hard look at it, a really good hard look. And then you go into a desert or you go into a forest preserve or you go somewhere where you spill all of your heart and your tears to God. And then you take that vengeance and you pour it out symbolically at the foot of the cross. Because you're leaving room for the wrath of God. You do not have to resolve issues that in life are by and large irresolvable. Second, that's number one. Second command, use the experience as one of positive growth. Use the experience as one of positive growth. Do you think that God abandons you when injustice has been done to you? Does God say, oh, injustice has been done to this person, I'm out of here? God comes along and puts his arm around you and says, I want to walk with you through this injustice and I want you to deepen your relationship with me. Somebody said this, I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't. But this statement has blessed me many times. Your friends can only take you to your potential. Only your enemies can take you beyond it. Isn't that great? Your friends can only take you to your potential. Only your enemies can take you beyond it. Those whom God deeply hurts, God deeply blesses with a double portion of himself. And you honor him by recognizing that he's the one who will right all wrongs. And that's the third command. Affirm that God will set the record straight. God will set the record straight. And so what you do is you realize that the judgment seat of Christ, that's where Christians meet together, and this person had this grievous situation that's been unresolved, and this person says this happened, and this man divorced this woman, and he ran off, and he didn't pay child support now, and he shows up at the judgment seat, and his wife, who had to be a single mother, she shows up at the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. Do you tell me now that they're going to walk into heaven pretending everything's okay? And Jesus will say, well, you know, let bygones be bygones. This is heaven after all. That's where all those disputes are going to be reconciled, is at the judgment seat of Christ. That's why the Bible says, do not judge things before the time, but wait until God comes, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, expose the motives of men's hearts. And that's where it's going to be resolved. The truth will come out. Listen to me carefully. If the truth does not come out, God is not God. Amen. Always nice to know that I'm not alone up here, you know. And then for those who are unconverted at the great white throne of judgment, they will have to bear their own penalty, of course, but all of the sins and all of the deceptions and all of the lies and all of the evil and all of these things, all is going to come to the surface. Why? Because throughout all of eternity, we are going to sing, just and true are thy ways, thou King of Saints. God is a God who's into reconciliation. I want to end on that note. Jesus said, you know, if you're praying to God and there you remember that you have a brother who has an offense against you, go straighten it out. Isn't that interesting? As you're praying, God brings it to mind, right? And the reason is because as we come to God in all sincerity, you see, what God is doing is He's saying, you know, you may be right with me, but you know, you can't be fully right with me until you take care of all of these other things. This bitterness, this sense of unforgiveness, this lack of reconciliation. And that's what God wants us to do. And it means that we lovingly confront situations. There was a woman in a church who wanted to be fully right with God and man, so she went to another woman. And she said, you know, I've never spoken to you face to face before. She says, I'm very nervous because up until now I've only spoken behind your back. So you no longer speak behind people's back. You lovingly bring to their attention some issue that they have done, and you resolve it in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Colossians, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. That's a whole sermon. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. One more story of the power of reconciliation. In Canada, there were two brothers who had not spoken for 20 years. In fact, their feud went back to their teenage days. It was well known in this small church that one came in through one door and the other came in through the other, so that they didn't even have to see each other. And they'd sing the same songs and they'd listen to the same prayers and listen to the same sermon and go home unchanged. Remember this. There's no message that you will ever hear that you want to rationalize as much as the one that you've just listened to. And so they would go home. Well, God was working in this church, and so the pastor, knowing of this feud, took some deacons and took them into the church basement, brought these two brothers and put them in the middle of a circle, surrounded them with deacons, and says, you're not leaving until you're reconciled. And one of the brothers looked at the other with some bitterness and says, well, it's about time he asked my forgiveness. I never cease marveling at the human heart. And the pastor said, well, clearly that's not good enough. Deacons, keep praying. As they prayed, the blessed Holy Spirit of God broke in on that little prayer meeting, and two brothers, with tears, asking one another to forgive each other, were gloriously reconciled, and so were their wives, who also were estranged, understandably. The next night, they gave their testimony in a church and sang a duet together. As a result of that, God so mightily moved in the congregation that hundreds of people made right all kinds of grievances, all kinds of petty bitternesses, all kinds of things lodging in the human heart. Oh yeah, I really know what that person's like. All of those things were laid, and God, the Holy Spirit of God, who oftentimes is so grieved because of these sins, began to work so mightily that from that church blessing flowed to literally hundreds of others. It all begins here. It begins here. Letting go of grievances, forgiving, and getting on with what God wants us to do. Would you join me as we pray? Father, blessed Holy Spirit of God, we ask today, Lord Jesus, that you will bring to the surface things that we have harbored in our hearts against one another. We pray today, Father, that you'll give us honest hearts. May we not say, well, this applies to so-and-so. No, Lord, it applies to me, and it applies to all those who have listened. Grant, O God, the power of your Spirit to do what is right, no matter the cost. Before I close this prayer, how many of you say, Pastor Lutzer, there are issues in my life that I know I have to deal with, because God has talked to me. Would you raise your hands, please? There are issues in my life. I see many people raising their hands on the lower rung. What about in the balcony? You folks in the balcony. I see those hands on the other side. Yes, thank God. There are many. I don't know how many, probably across the auditorium, maybe 20, 30, could be more than that. But I do know this, that there are probably many more who didn't raise a hand who need to deal with whatever God has shown them. And so let me pray for you. Let us ask God to give us the grace to deal with whatever He has shown to us, that we might be free in Jesus. Father, we know that Satan, who's listened to this message as well as us, as well as we have, would like now for that word that has been sown to simply be put aside in the press of other duties so that we might not once again have to deal with issues that you've brought to our attention. Help us, Lord Jesus, to overcome that, we ask, and seek you until our hearts are pure and clean and our consciences cleansed before you and others. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This is Pastor Lutzer. If you had been in the sanctuary of Moody Church when I preached this message, would you have had to raise your hand? Is there someone who has wronged you, or perhaps someone whom you have wronged? And it is this relationship that is broken that God wants to fix. It's been my experience as a pastor that sometimes the deepest hurt and the most lasting hurt comes among members of a family. Sometimes it's over money issues, inheritance issues. Maybe it's over the parents. It's over attitudes. I even know about one big dispute over Christmas presents. When you give some and then you don't get others back. And then, of course, there are issues of abuse or perhaps alcoholism. You name it. Our families are in trouble. And then you think of the Christian church, and then you extend that to your community or your coworkers. Here's the point that I want to make. I believe that there is no single matter that keeps God from sending spiritual awakening to our churches. No one matter is great as feuds that are unreconciled between believers, members of the same family, members of the church, friends. And it's these disagreements and these hurts that we hang on to, and the unwillingness that many people have to be reconciled, because reconciliation does cost, remember. It is this that withholds the blessing of God. I have a final question now as I close. Are you, my friend, willing to pay absolutely any price, to be fully right with God and to be fully right with others? If you say yes and follow through, great blessing is just around the corner.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up his final message from the series, After You've Blown It, Reconnecting with God and Others. This is Dave McAllister. Tomorrow, Dr. Lutzer and I will discuss the entire series one-on-one. Running to Win comes to you from Chicago's Moody Church. Our current series can be yours on CD, cassette, or MP3. Also, it's in print as a Multnomah Life Change book. For full information on these resources, call toll-free at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. For information on other ministry resources or to learn more about Moody Church, go to our website at runningtowin.org. And don't forget, this broadcast is supported by listeners just like you. Tomorrow, Dr. Lutzer up close and personal on our next Running to Win.